Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to Marketability's podcast. We decided that on this episode, we're going to bring the chillware out. It is mic'd up and ready. I don't know if it's going to have anything to input, but we'll see if it has any thoughts of its own.
Yeah. Here to answer your questions.
Yeah. Call in. The phone number is 11.
So, Mr. Ware, how do you feel about your debut podcast appearance?
He's just chill. Where?
I'm a little nervous today. I don't know really. Where do I look? What do I do with my hands?
He's just chilling.
He looks great. Yes.
I deserve that.
Yeah. All right, guys. So we are going to cut that out. That's a beautiful standalone promo. I love that. Excellent. See how we do things like that? And when we do things like that, when it doesn't take a whole lot of effort, we don't have to break the bank. You know, people don't have to break the bank paying for things like that. But boy, when they want you to bring every piece of gear you have out, they want you to fly around the neighborhood a couple of times and, you know, get them on multi-networks and then say, what, a couple $100 or, you know.
Yeah, see, you and I, a couple $100. You and I were just sharing a video the other day of this drone rig.
Yes,
and
man.
You were like, hey, what do you think about this? And I was like, let me look it up real quick. And it was $50,000 for that whole
setup. That drone.
For a drone and a big old, I think it had a red camera on top of it.
Yeah.
50. So
yeah.
50,000.
So if we come out to your place of business and we're going to do a commercial for you the way that it should be done, it's going to cost some money. And here's why. The cost of equipment.
Right. And equipment's expensive. It's
very expensive.
It's not like a $800 phone.
We're not using an iPhone. Although, you know, people have gotten crazy and they start doing
it. Are you saying you're stepping away from being a proponent of using your iPhone?
No, I will always use my iPhone because they're not paying me to take video.
Right.
They're paying the team. If
you know how to use it, you can do it properly. Which 100%. I've done I do a ton of food photos with my phone.
Yeah.
And they look really good. But yeah, so you've got the price of just the camera body alone, some of those are in the, you know, dozens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, easily. And, you know, I think that's what people stop or fail to realize is, look, we want to give you a deal just like we like to get a deal. But you got to pay for that person's education. They went to learn to do this for you. All of the software, you know, this building is very expensive.
Yeah,
you know,
the subscriptions that they use to be able to get you the music and the licensing.
Yeah, people don't think about that.
Yeah,
when they're asking for a quote. And I mean, we talked about it on the show. We had a guy call probably 3-4 times, pretty adamant. And that's the other thing. When you spend the time to write up an estimate, that's someone's time, right?
And you're not going to charge for that because that's just the way that it works. You write an estimate, you send it to them, they're like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can be like, well, pay me for the estimate.
Yeah. Just know in this world of marketing and all the tips and tricks, and there are ways we can work within any budget. I love that. But keep your expectations in line with your investment and we'll all be good.
Yeah, if you're wanting to offer us $8, I will come out and I will remember really well what your video looked like.
I think
you want to pay us $10,000, we will bring the whole crew.
We'll record.
I think it's very important, though, that they remember that it's not really like them just buying like a product. Like it is a investment.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? 100%.
Because the return most times, if done right, is huge.
Right.
It's worth what you spent multiple times over. So
yeah, we've spent so much time and a lot of dollars actually on chillware. We're just now bringing it to the market. But before it sat here at our podcast station, our desk here, we had to design boxes, labeling, logos, color choices, you know, how do we best present this? We watched it through the assembly line and we got it in and, you know, unboxing and what does it do and what can we put in it? And there's all sorts of things that are going on. We spend a lot of time with these products that we're marketing for folks.
Right.
So,
yeah. Why it's just staring at
me. You were enthralled, huh?
Yeah,
it's
man,
crazy.
I'm just captivated, you know? I mean, it's insane what you guys can do with, you know, just a camera. Because, I mean, I've seen it develop over the years, but from where Growing Media started in terms of its production quality to where it is now is insane to me. Like, you guys have the ability. I mean, you guys could sell me a bottle of water and make me think it's like the fountain best of water. Youth, from yes. the fountain of youth or something.
Oh, thank you. I think that was a compliment right there. All right, well, cool.
there's one to your counter.
I'm taking over Lucas's spot for hitting the mic.
Yeah, but I think that is, I mean, you guys are just so skilled with being able to do that because I don't think many people understand how hard it is to truly do that.
Yeah, the education, the hours learning.
Yeah, just to give an example, we had an AHA commercial. Like mm-hmm. you guys were all drinking AHA sparkling water. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a quick commercial for that for the podcast. I wasn't paid for it. It was just a fun project I wanted to do.
Well, he did turn in the hours and we paid him GM rates, not Coca-Cola rates. Yeah.
But we got it done and it took 7.5 hours to shoot it. And then it took like another 10 hours to edit it.
But man, is it cool.
It looks really, really good.
Maybe Lucas will insert here. Yep, we can do this. How about that?
See, that's something that I don't think a lot of people have in their back pocket. You know what I'm saying? Because the ability to like sit down at a computer for like hours on end and you know, click buttons and go over the same scenes and same like sound bites over and over again. Like that takes like a lot of, honestly, like your attention span has to be like through the roof because like a lot of people can't even get through school, which is like, you know, a lot of different things could happen. Like little Jimmy could like shoot a spitball at the teacher or something entertaining. Right. But when you're sitting there and you know exactly what's going to happen, but you have to feed it through multiple times until you get a desired product. And then on top of that, the people who you're making it for can come back and be like, well, I didn't like this. Can you tweak this? And you're like, yeah, man, I just spent like 10 hours on it.
Right.
The worst part is whenever you take a song and then you rhythm edit the video to the beat of the music.
Oh,
and then they're
this
is great.
Yeah.
But can you change the song? And it's
yeah.
like,
no.
Are you kidding me? The best way to fix that is to find a song with the exact same BPM. And then you don't have to re-edit the video. But
that
then,
was free. See? Look
but at then that. if they want a different song that's slower or faster or whatever, then you have to like re-edit the whole entire video.
I'd ask them first, honestly, if I were you. I'd be like, hey, does this track go hard?
Yeah, find me a song.
Say something like that.
Yeah. You know, it's a gift and actually to be asked to come out and to work on something. And we've had the privilege of working, you know, with talented musicians and influencers and people who are shooting pilots for television shows and real estate moguls and such. You know, here's the thing I want to encourage you guys to do, though. When you decide to call us and you need help with your marketing, you'll make this guy very happy if you do this. Let's immediately think of the fun we can have as we produce your video.
Yes.
Let's think outside the box. I mean, we had some friends this morning, I think in Nashville, they have a neighboring marketing ad agency. Pretty sure they were on the streets of Nashville at 5 a.m. today and there was flamethrowers or something happening.
See, that's cool.
That is cool. And those are the moments that we've worked with a fire truck to come out and make it rain somewhere one night. Yep. So when you have those type events happen, man, we are changed and we are pumped to work.
We didn't only
you.
Make it rain, we made it rain on a baby grand piano.
Oh, we did. And hey, it was an inoperable one. She was going to get rid of it. We would never have done that before, but it was spectacular.
Yeah. And then on the flip side of that, we've had people send us photos.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, hey, can you make me a cinematic video
with two pictures? And they're not great pictures.
Yeah. And they're from their iPhone. And I'm like, yeah, I got you. I got you,
and
fam.
And you do it. And
so
you
then
always
I make,
do it.
Yeah. And actually, you sent me two photos one time, and you were like, hey, can you do something with these and make a video out of them? I'm like, how am I supposed to make a video out of two photos?
I'm like, I know you can, so do not say you can.
Well,
I know you can.
I cut them apart, and then I put them in After Effects, and I put some depth on them, and I added stuff to them, so then they look like they were 3D.
Yeah,
it looked like you were actually at the location.
And that's the cool thing, is there's really, you were sort of speaking to this, what could they ask for right now that we wouldn't attempt?
I mean, I think we would attempt anything.
Anything is possible.
I'm not jumping out of a helicopter, though.
I might. If the price is right, I'm jumping, baby.
Can you imagine if somebody was like, hey, we have this shot that we want to get. We need to jump out of an airplane and then you to follow them with a camera. I'd be like, not it.
Rob, what's your dollar for it?
$1 million.
There's an amount.
So, okay. You're flying.
So here, I'm the storyteller of the group, I think, which is why I'm not on the podcast very often, because I just take up all the time and I don't relate it back to marketing. We went on a trip to Lake of the Ozarks, and I jumped off a cliff.
You did.
And I fell for less than 1 second, but it felt like 9 minutes.
Yeah.
And as soon as I jumped off that cliff, I had to push myself to do it. I was like, I'm landing in water. I'm fine. This is going to be fine.
We were proud of you.
I had to push myself to do it, and I jumped, and I fell, and then normally when you jump off of something, you're like, oh, cool, I've landed.
Yeah.
By the time I realized that I was hadn't landed, I was still falling.
So and it I'm was like, more than a minute.
More than a minute.
No, a second.
No, yeah. No, it was
two
about
seconds.
It was about right. a second. We got a okay. drone shot of it.
And, okay.
But yeah, it, and then the feeling that came over me.
Yeah.
Like I was like, nope.
You I'm did not it though.
Doing I did do you it, did but it. I won't do it again.
But you
unless
can.
Unless I have to.
You proved it to yourself. You can.
But
do
there,
it.
I don't know if there's a dollar. I mean, there. I mean, there's probably a dollar.
Of course, there's a dollar.
No,
have to not be in for the, 5,000. No,
bro, for 5,000, 10,000.
Bro, I can make $5,000.
Oh my
I can make
God. 5,000. Don't flex.
I can make $5,000 in like 3 hours.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. But it was interesting because you're right. Sometimes when we're in those situations, and I even know cameras are rolling, and we've got drones flying. I have to go when I have to go.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't wait for the drone to get over there. And everybody's like, what are you doing, Angie? I mean, I missed the they,
yeah,
I, they missed
we didn't
the
get
shot.
A shot of you, yeah.
But it, you just, I'm that type that I don't necessarily do it for the cameras because I don't know what's going to happen.
I'd jump off that cliff for a Subway gift card.
Okay.
$15.
But then,
see, that's
but then
why
you,
we're loving our younger.
I'm letting y'all know, man. I'm ready when that day comes.
So that's,
when that day comes, I'm
his,
ready.
That's his paycheck. A
there
Subway gift card an
Subway
hour.
Subway gift card. There it is.
I'm
there
eating
is.
Fresh, man.
Marketing. Plug.
Yeah, there
yeah,
you go.
That was pretty good.
Learn, grow, develop. Yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing that we really want to do, and we encourage people to do, and we talk about it in our morning meetings. Now it's like, yes, we can go do a cinematic something and we can make it look great. And but
is it going to work?
People are stripping stuff away now and just yeah. having fun, yeah. you know, and it's getting attention because everybody is so darn savvy now, you know, with their phones and messaging and marketing.
Literally anything you want to learn is online. So if you don't know how to do it, go look it up. And that's literally how I made my whole entire career.
Yeah.
I wanted to learn how to do something. I looked it up.
Well, I don't think people are going to want to learn every aspect.
No,
of
like,
it, like animation.
That,
that's when
that
they need to call
do.
Us. Yeah, 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 no doubt. But truly, these people who are just trying things, and it's so crazy because back in the day we used to say, oh, they're just spitballing. They want to see what'll stick. Don't waste your time doing that. How much spitballing is going on now where people are like, does it stick? Is it working? Mm-hmm. Is it selling the product?
Yeah.
You have to. That's just trial and error.
Yeah, that's like with anything. How do you think you develop like every aspect of your life? It's like you try things out, you see what works, and then you learn from it and you move forward and
right.
you do the stuff that's effective. That's how.
Yeah, but back in the day, you never would have wasted money on that type marketing or whatever. You wanted like the foolproof. You wanted to know it was going to be on television.
Yeah, that's why they had the
radio
admin.
Or news. Yeah.
The admin, they
it's
all
crazy.
Knew that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Nowadays, it's like, well, because it's also because it's a lot cheaper because you have like anything you want to produce, you have a phone in your pocket.
That's true.
And even
and
if you,
everybody's become a videographer
right.
or a photographer
or yeah. an influencer or
right.
some yeah. sort of, it's the market is saturated.
Yeah, it is. And that's why we've really tried to diversify here at Growing Media. Now, you're right. We've got somebody on just about every age level now coming in and contributing in some way because the younger folks are thinking differently than we're thinking, and it's a nice mesh up though when you land on something, you know,
right.
and you all agree that it's
yeah, as long as you're willing to work together and yeah. try to figure it out, you got something.
I think one thing that you guys do great that I think a lot of companies like struggle with is your ability to kind of grow and adapt with like the time, you
oh,
know
sure.
what I'm saying? Because I mean, like I mentioned previously, like from the start to where you are now, it's very impressive how far you guys have come. But I feel like a lot of places like go wrong is they get set in their ways.
That's right.
And then they won't change. And
yeah.
especially with marketing, you like have to.
Oh yeah.
You have to change.
The pivot. Everybody learned that, you know, of late, the pivot. How are you changing? How are you moving?
Yeah,
because
see,
it ain't working.
From a graphic design standpoint, I learned this when I went to school. One of the things that we had to do was look up, before we started designing anything, look up inspiration and references. Mm-hmm. So I still do that because it helps, because like the number one keyword that I search for whenever I'm looking for that kind of stuff is modern. Mm-hmm. I want to find what's like trending now.
Right.
So then I'll go and look at what's going on, like what kinds of styles people are using, what like... if they're stuck in gradients, if it's now shadows, if it's like
right.
more 3D stuff, more flat tiles, whatever.
I'm glad you brought that up. So that is the advantage of working with a marketing advertising agency. You don't know how important your assets are, where you need to have those archived in one place. And we normally start with a brand guide mm-hmm. now, which is here are the colors we use, here's the font, here's what the logo looks like. You know, the logo can only be presented in this color, in this way, and right. so many things away from it. So those are the type things that I think we can help you with. We also get remarkable opportunities to place your content. We've been buying the Super Bowl and the World Series and places where there are a lot of eyeballs, mm-hmm. and we don't have to pay as much money because we buy in bulk.
Right.
So that's when it's really to your advantage to come and work with a marketing ad agency like us. And again, you know, don't be intimidated by it, but surely don't come in here thinking it's going to cost a couple $100 right. because that's not realistic, you know?
I mean, yeah. you get out what you put in, right?
100%
so you put in a couple $100 and you're going to get a couple $100
You're
going to
get an
product.
iPhone photo and say, hey, come back and see us later. Yeah.
And not only an iPhone photo, but it's an overexposed iPhone photo.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. So Marketabilities Podcast, this is a place we encourage you to tune in. We want you to learn, develop, and launch. And that's the big part of it. If you're thinking about a small business, if you have that product idea, it's an idea until you what? You take the leap. You launch. And then if you're scared to launch without us, we can help you. I mean, don't be scared. We're here to help you.
Right.
You know,
that's the whole purpose behind what we
100%.
Do.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a group of guys that have been doing it for years. So, I mean, no, I mean, what more could you ask for? I don't think that there's many marketing agencies in Southern Illinois that have the type of experience that you guys provide, which, you know, kind of makes you guys stand alone.
Dude, God is good. So we're located in Southern Illinois. Now with two locations in Illinois, St. Louis knows our name, Nashville knows our name, Chicago knows, North Carolina knows our name.
I know our name.
Whoop, whoop.
World tour, baby.
World tour, that's right. We have cameras, we'll travel.
Yeah,
right.
My bad.
All right, Chillware, you did a great job today.
Yeah, it was quiet and listened. I really appreciated that.
As a great listener, honestly, just I think chilled. that's a great piece of the puzzle here. You know, just someone to really, I feel heard.
Yeah.
Genuinely, yeah.
And that's what people don't realize is he's so versatile, or she's versatile. She'll keep things chilled, and she'll also heat things up if she needs to.
And it'll be aware.
With a flip of a switch. Wow. All right. We got to go because we got to capture this from every angle, like take a bunch of photos and get them out there and stuff. So thanks so much for tuning in.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.